This episode of So What Do We Do is sponsored by FaxZero.com. Send faxes for free online.
And if you click the Fax Congress button right on the main page, you can send a free fax to your congressperson or senator. Faxes can get through when phone calls don't, and you don't even have to use a phone.
So thank you, FaxZero.com, for great justice. And now the podcast.
You have no time to survive. Make your time. Make no chance to. It's fine. We'll cut this out.
No, it's charming.
Yeah,
it's great.
All your base.
They're there. Done.
Memes
We're
from
back.
20 years ago.
Well, sure. Don't you feel like our democracy's not dealing like we used to see?
It's news to me. Some choose to be enabling its mockery.
It's human and it's history.
Communication is the key.
Now come on, you can talk to me. So what do we do?
Hello and welcome to So What Do We Do?
Yeah. I'm Storm, a guy feeling a lot better than I was last week.
I'm so glad. Yeah. I'm Angelazer, and I am in my own home. I always am, but now I really am because it's full of friends.
That's right. I'm also in your own home.
Yes.
And it's delightful.
Yeah.
Let's clink our mugs of tea together.
Hear
See?
That? We couldn't do that if we weren't together.
No, we could fake it. For all you know, we are, because all facts are not facts anymore.
But we wouldn't do that. This is what we say. We, as a podcast, won't lie to you unless we feel like we have to.
In fact, I think we have our first serving suggestion for the day, which is don't lie. Don't lie, people.
Yeah.
If you're out there and you have an opportunity and it requires lying and a really bad one, don't do it.
Yeah. I think that's true. I was hanging out with friends this weekend, and the thing I realized that made me really happy or like the difference between a group of friends where I walk away, I'm like, yeah, and the difference between like a friend meetup where I'm like, okay, is that group of friends will be honest about the things that aren't great or like our own weaknesses or each other's like weaknesses, and we'll have like a fun time talking about that instead of just being like, we're all great, right? Yes, we're great.
Oh, yeah.
Which is kind of a way of lying to others and yourself.
Mostly to yourself. And you know what? If you're lying to yourself, how can you be true to the world? You can't.
Yeah.
You can't.
This is a great song. If you're lying to yourself,
you can't be true to yourself.
You just can't be true to yourself. Nailed it.
All right. Nailed it.
Okay.
That's another instant classic.
Print it.
Great beat.
We don't have any lag.
No, it's throwing me off.
So we can just talk and sing to our heart's content.
And we are. And
yeah.
We are.
And Patrick the Gat will also be singing to his heart's content, although he may have fallen asleep.
Yeah, he was chatty before, but he seems to have lost interest in the proceedings.
Yeah, he doesn't like podcasts. So
Not a good house for Patrick the Cat.
No, really not at all. Storm, I know you were just driving and listening to the news.
Ugh.
But could you...
I'll be more precise than that.
Yeah.
I was listening to old Jeffy Sessions' testimony in front of the Senate Intelligence Committee. But I'm happy to go through the news.
All right. I appreciate your sacrifice.
I do what I can. We're all just doing what we can. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to talk about that session because I haven't processed it in my little head yet.
Mm-hmm.
But it kind of fits with this one item that is a big deal that you have probably heard of, which is James Comey lays out the case that President Trump obstructed justice. And that's one headline. A second one that goes with it, Comey, : White House lied about me and the FBI. And this is about the idea that the president hoped that Comey would end the Russia investigations.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to tack a couple of more headlines onto this to make it a little story.
Okay.
A little scent story. In 137 days, President Trump has made 623 false and misleading claims. This is from a database ongoing in the Washington Post. Jeff Sessions testifies to Senate committee. And the last headline of the series is an opinion from New York Magazine. Trump can commit all the high crimes he wants. Republicans aren't going to impeach him. So all of this is sort of in a little basket of investigations are continuing. They're trying to spin it.
Yeah.
But ultimately, it comes down to the will of those who control the House of Representatives to actually do anything. So it's not important, I think, to know every last bit of minutia, but to not be distracted by the spin saying, oh, the clock's run out. Ah, there's nothing there.
Yeah.
But it's still happening. And that I'll add another one to that, which happened recently, which is the president, through proxies, kind of sort of threatening to fire the special counsel Mueller. So it's a little wacky out there.
Yeah.
But the work continues on the stuff that can lay the case for why this administration is just not a responsible steward of democracy. Let's
You've convinced me. So, Storm, this week in our stress offsets.
Yes.
I have pulled up a list of discontinued breakfast cereals.
Mm. Oh, it's like triple birthday.
So I thought we could talk about them. And maybe I'll tell you the name of the cereal and you can tell me what you think would be the best cereal to go with that name. And no matter what, you'd be right. You know?
Wait, you're going to describe the cereal now?
I'll tell you the name.
Oh, I see.
And then you can tell me what you think that cereal should be.
I know an awful lot about cereal.
Oh, okay. So
it might be factual. I'll make something up, even if I know it.
You can say the right thing, and then you'll win.
Oh.
That feels good. And then we could talk about maybe a marketing campaign for it. Well, let's start with this one, because it was the one I was most excited about.
Okay.
And I need it right now, which is they made a Dunkin' Donuts cereal. Did you know about this?
I don't.
Will you answer for this, Storm?
You know what? I'm not invoking executive privilege, but I can't discuss that because
yeah.
I feel like it would be a dishonor to cereal.
Okay.
And a breach of trust.
Well, Dunkin' Donuts cereal is crunchy little donuts with a great big taste, of course.
Wow.
What makes something a big taste, do you think?
I think that it activates more of the sensors in your mouth. It's not just like, I'm just going to do the tip of your tongue.
Yeah.
It's all over.
So this cereal was sweet and salty and umami.
Yeah.
And all of it.
Mostly umami. They put like pork in the center of each little pillow of corn.
Oh, that's very different.
I'm pretty sure it's pillows of corn that are the heart of any good cereal. I mean, the pork is the heart of it. But the
corn
husk.
Pillow surrounding a heart of pork.
Kids don't make cereal out of pork.
And if you get enough boxes of the cereal, you can get a duffel bag that says Dunkin' Donuts cereal on it.
Wow.
According to the cover.
Wow, a cereal from the Dudo.
Yeah.
Huh.
That Dudo.
I didn't know about that one, but it doesn't surprise me because they'll make cereal out of anything.
Yeah, they will. Let me give you another one. How about Sprinkle Spangles?
Ooh. I think that is bran that has been spun into little stars, like little jacks, like you would play jacks with.
Mm-hmm.
And they had to withdraw it because too many children died from blood loss.
Yeah, the story of how it got discontinued, that's the true
there really is a discontinuation
there. I mean, you said it was they're just right. They're very sharp. No, it's just genie themed cereal.
Mm-hmm.
He would often appear in front of children who wished they had sprinkles for breakfast,
as we all did. I remember when I was a kid, the two things I loved was sprinkles and genies.
Yeah.
So
I mean, that's most kids, I think.
Yeah.
We're all – it's every kid's wish come true.
Hmm.
Well, there you go.
Well, I think there's a strong case to be made to bring that one back.
I agree. All right. Let's get into another news, and I'll be back with more here.
Okay. This is actually the thing I feel is the most important at this very moment, and I have two headlines for it. One is, while you focus on Comey, meaning the Comey hearings, the Senate Republicans are launching an audacious plan to pass Trump care. And the second headline is, Senate GOP won't release the draft of this health care bill. And what is happening here is, of course, there's politics and there's politics. And I ask myself this very strongly, like, why do I feel like this merits attention in this context? And it's not simply the Republicans earned their power and they're exercising it.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it's extraordinary because of the lengths that they're going to keep it secret. And in their minds, I think they're saying this is how Obamacare was passed in the first place. And this is just fair play.
Mm.
But it's not. And this isn't what happened when the original Affordable Care Act was passed. And that it's another example of abuse of power, just ramming something through that will directly affect people's lives in a life and death way in many cases. But we can't really know because they're not even showing it. So that's something that of course, it's up to our senators at this point and House of Representatives if there's a reconciliation between the two for it to actually have an outcome. But I've heard also that the volume of phone calls to representatives and senators has dropped off, and that there've been no consequences to doing this sort of thing. So that's the thing. Maybe that'll be something we get to later in the podcast.
I think maybe so.
Maybe.
I think so.
What you got? What's in the cereal pantry?
Well, there's some names that I just want to say and then never discuss again. For example, Freakies and Fruity Freakies. Is this for real?
I used to eat them when I was seven.
Let's get into it, because now if it's for real, do you remember anything about the marketing campaign or the various characters involved in
Freakies?
My
God, I do.
Okay.
Because they had finger puppets that they would give you. Like, you remember the old Garbage Pail Kids.
Yeah.
There was like that kind of art, and mm-hmm. it was also like the hot rod art with the bug out eyes and the big engines. It was that same hot rod thing. Dune buggy, and these creatures were sort of little monsters.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember they were all assembled around a tree, and it was the Fruity Freakies, I think, that I ate, because it was one of the very few sugared cereals I ever got to eat.
Like, oh, yeah.
Sugar couldn't be, I think, the first or second ingredient on the box in my house.
Oh, well, that's fair.
Yeah.
That's probably smart.
Yeah, and I think these passed that bar, which is probably why it failed, because kids were so used to just eating straight sugar that it just tasted like, you know, grape nuts to your average kid.
They have the titles of the TV commercials for the Freakies on here.
Mm-hmm.
Spot number one in 1974 was the discovery of the Freakies tree.
The Freakies tree. That's right.
And then there's personalities where each of the different Freakies would sing about themselves in song, each of the characters.
Honestly, there were a bunch of weird glops.
Yeah. Well, like Snorkeldorf and Ham Hose and Goody Goody.
Yeah. They said, yeah, I'm sure this was the era when they thought everything they did was going to turn into a blockbuster cartoon. So.
And they did.
Yeah.
And the world is run by the Freakies empire now.
Ain't that the truth?
My other favorite commercials are the Freakiesburg Address, which was for the bicentennial, apparently.
That would have gone way over my head. I mean, the bicentennial I got, but no, I don't think I knew really who Abraham Lincoln was in 1976.
And then Boss Mossington. That was the last commercial, so that must have gone really poorly, and they had to discontinue.
The boss just took over. He's like, you know what?
Yeah.
We're done here, and I'm just taking this empire, and it's mine. And the cereal's mine. The tree is mine. You, Ham Weirdington, you're not part of this anymore. No one's heard from Ham Weirdington.
So are you saying that the in-universe mascot characters of the Freakies became sentient and self-discontinued the cereal?
They did.
Wow, that sucks.
Yeah. It was my favorite cereal.
70s were a dangerous time.
Oh, man. I'll tell you stories sometime. Yeah. Not now. It's a little off topic.
Sentient cartoons.
Don't go there. Don't go to the 70s.
Okay. I'll try not to. And then Mr. T cereal. Obviously, we all knew that.
Oh, sure. That's pity the fool that does not know about Mr. T cereal.
I as well pity that fool.
Fools are for pitying. You ready? Ready for another dose?
I am thoroughly ready.
All right. This one is a two-sided cookie. So on the bad side of the cookie, my estimation. This was in New York Daily News, a piece by a writer named King. Trump supporters are calling for Muslim internment camps.
Yeah.
So that's the thing that happened last week. Talking Heads, of course, on Fox, right out there. It seems reasonable. Now, the other side of this cookie I think it was from this morning. Trump loses travel ban ruling in appeals court.
Yep.
So that's not really a game changer. It's an affirmation of what has happened in the court so far and is a prelude to the Supreme Court case on this. So it's basically there's still a very strong check in the courts, very strong, and that one that takes a long time to erode. So that's at least heartening. But all the same, it's not good that this is even a question. So yeah. – What can we put in the bowl to ameliorate our disease?
Oh, sure. Would you like some crispy critters? Perhaps Bill and Ted's excellent cereal?
I'm familiar with both of those. Crispy critters, I believe, were the The poor man's freakies.
Oh. And well, they lasted even longer, it looks like.
Or maybe it was the freakies that were the knockoff. I don't remember.
Yeah.
It's a blur of cereal and brightly colored boxes.
It had a puppet mascot named Crispy with pom-tom antennae and a furry yellow body.
Hmm.
Resembling a moose-lion hybrid.
Oh, well, that was big. I was talking about dune buggy culture. That was the whole symbol was moose-lion hybrids.
Yeah.
That's not true. I remember I said the thing about not lying.
Yeah.
But I'm not. I'm bullshitting.
Yes.
You can bleep that if you want.
I will not.
Oh, good.
Linus the Lionhearted, but who was a moose? What?
That's how – well, remember, this was still the fringes of psychedelia. So, you know, Sid and Marty Croft and their really freaky productions – it really bled into cereal pretty hard.
Cereal is just a reflection of the culture.
That's true.
We've got Crunchy Stars, the Swedish
chef.
Cereal, which I remember there was a box of that in our aunt's house. She had like saved it from when they were originally existed. And we were kids and we were just like, can we have it? It looks good. And they're like, no, it's really old. And it's like, then why do you have it? Very confusing as a child to have.
And kind of cruel, frankly.
Yeah.
To have to Swedish Chef and not be able to partake. Because who doesn't, when watching Swedish Chef, actually want to taste his cuisine?
Yeah, I know. It looks great. Get a moose-lion hybrid and cook it in a pot with a sentient lobster.
Yeah.
There's a cereal called Baron von Redberry.
Oh, I like that. If it's got a World War One fighter ace, I'm in.
It sure does.
Okay, I'll buy that.
World War One era German pilot.
Mm, mm-hmm.
Cereal consisted of berry-flavored oat cereal with sweet berry marshmallows and strongly tasted of fruit punch.
Hmm, just like Germans.
That's true. Oh, yeah. And then his nemesis was Sir Grapefellow.
That guy was no good.
The British World War One era pilot, who had a grape-flavored oat cereal.
And he would always walk around saying, stiff up a grape! And
yes,
the writer's room just was like, good, yes, that, go with that.
We
We're going
nailed
with that.
It. We nailed it. High fives all around.
Yeah. Break out the grapes.
Is this a thing that happens these days where we have competing cereals?
Oh, absolutely.
That are in the same universe with each other?
There are. The thing is, I'm so out of the children's cereal game.
Yeah.
Like anymore. And I don't even know what portion of the population still eats cereal and feeds it to their kids, or if they moved on to, you know, holistic yogurt or whatever
holistic
all else.
Yogurt.
Yeah.
What if we started like adult cereal brands with competing mascots and like including yogurt and they had to fight and that's so you had to buy all of it?
I think that's a great idea.
The millennials these days, right?
They love death matches.
They do. They love edible death matches.
That's our first cereal, and it's like 10 of them, the edible death matches.
Yeah, so you have to get like the yogurt and the almond milk. And
the peanut, which will kill some people, but, you know.
But it's the collection. You've got to get in there.
Yeah, I think we should bring back British McGraperton.
Yeah.
Put him in there.
Sir Grapefellow.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
Sorry. Sir Britishman Grapefellow.
I'm also not up on my peerage anymore.
Yeah.
I'm never going to be a duke.
This is all very exciting.
Mm-hmm.
What a day.
Do you want some more fun?
Yeah, I suppose.
There are two more little pods of headlines. Just two. And they're more fun than not. I mean, as fun as this terrible situation can be.
Okay.
Bird-flipping welcome for U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson in New Zealand.
There you go.
Call that resistance if you want. Britain's conservative lose majority.
Mm.
And that was Theresa May, who called a snap election, hoping to have a stronger hand with Brexit and all the terrible things that she wants to do. And it backfired. They no longer have a majority. And it's chaos over there. If you're listening in the U.K., I am so sorry. Welcome to the club. But you've been there longer than we have. And the last one, Trump has delayed his state visit to the UK once again in fear of mass protests. So this is all kind of, to me, a good news situation in that things aren't getting better in the world. really, but I feel like we've reached the high watermark for ultranationalism, for this sort of xenophobia. It's not ebbing back, but I at least feel like it's not a wave that's just going to rush forward.
Yeah.
It's like the beginning of World War One. The armies charged forth and thought they were just going to sweep the field. And you had trench warfare for many terrible years.
And Baron von Redberry.
We wouldn't have him if we didn't have the trenches.
Yeah.
So yeah. It's all worthwhile.
Wonder Woman.
But yeah. Yes. Oh, which I saw.
Yes.
We can talk about that. So, but still, it's terrible that this is even the situation. So what are we sprinkling?
Well, we've got something called Body Buddies.
What? Is it a...
Which is a cereal similar to Kix, but with a sweeter taste. I don't know. Dino Pebbles, which is, it looks like a predecessor to, like, Cocoa Pebbles and Fruity Pebbles that had marshmallows in it.
Now, is this like a way old cereal, like 50s, 60s, or is it after...
It says 1980s.
Oh, okay.
But it's like the Flintstones, but it's the Flintstones go Hawaiian. Finally.
Been waiting with dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. There's a E.T. cereal?
Yes. I remember seeing that on the shelves.
That's good.
Yeah.
Smurf Magic Berries?
Sure. Well, Smurf Berry Puff was the big one. I think they really branded that one to the max on the cereal aisle for a while there.
Uh-huh. I feel like that would be in the same world as the Freakies, and they would have to fight for weird creature supremacy in the cereal world.
Well, I'm pretty sure it was the Smurfs that just offed the Freakies.
Yeah.
Like, you'll find there's a very brief overlap between the two, much as there is with Homo sapiens and Neanderthal.
Fair. How about Donkey Kong Jr.?
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. Didn't eat it, but loved video games. So I was tuned into that.
Cinnamon Mini Buns. G.I. Joe Action Stars.
Wow.
I wish it wasn't stars, but was actually just little action stars, like little. There's Arnold.
Oh, sure. Sly Stallone.
Yeah.
That's a cereal that needs to be made, right?
Yeah.
Like, sort of what's...
With accurate replicas. I mean, we have all the mini molds now that you can see on sale at your local... Yeah. Convention. So why not fill that with puffed rice?
And they could take all the leftover Mr. T cereal and just mix it in with it.
Did Mr. T cereals look like Mr. T?
I think they were little miniature T's. I never actually ate it.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure they were little letter T's.
That's
or
what,
golf T's. I don't know.
Yeah.
Some sort of T.
Mr. Golf T cereal.
Yes.
C-3PO's.
Mm-hmm.
Nerds cereal. They just don't make anything into a cereal in this country, huh?
Oh, sure. Sure. I actually did a deep dive a while ago and God, just about breakfast cereal and its marketing.
Yeah.
And clowns used to be like mega super ooper stars. What got me into it, I saw this really freakish picture of a clown from the 50s and was thinking, how in the heckskies could this have been a thing? And then I said, okay, let's find out. And they absolutely were. And for, it was the two rival cereals. They would sign these massive contracts with, like, Ringling Brothers for their star clowns. And these were household names.
Oh, wow.
And they would have these photo shoots. It was a big deal. And that wasn't even the original. Cereal was always marketed to kids in these fun ways.
Yeah.
But that seemed to have really been a big deal. And then the Western heroes, Your Tom Mix or whatever it is that our parents and grandparents and great-great-grandparents watched.
Mm-hmm.
And then they realized, yeah, we can do this a lot more, and there's a lot more junk we can throw at kids.
Yeah. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles cereal,
mm-hmm.
for example. Ice cream cone cereal.
Mm.
Waffle crisp. Of course, Rice Krispies, Oreo O's. I mean... It makes you want cereal if you hadn't already had cereal today, which I did.
Mm. I did not, but I'm not tempted.
I don't know. I mostly just want more in-universe cereal fights. Have there been big cereal movies? This is coming, right? Surely.
Not. I mean, there are cereals affiliated with movies that have come out,
yeah.
but not so directly. Just the same IP was involved in a cereal and a movie, but not...
Not like Trolls movie level.
No, I don't. I don't think so. I don't think anyone has that much allegiance, but like that you could make a Trix Rabbit movie. Like, I don't want to know the backstory. I don't want to know the origin
story. Not that guy.
Story.
Not that guy. No, something dark happened.
Yeah, yeah. What would lead an animal to become sentient and cereal to
the
cartoon
Robin Hood
children?
Of rabbits or something?
Yeah,
stealing from the children to get to the children.
Or maybe he was on a grain farm of some sort.
Yep.
And his rabbit Warren was there, and they were getting ready to clear a field, and they flooded the field, and he was the only one of his 365 broodmates to survive. But the farmer took him in, realizing in horror what he had done, and became the mascot for the grains that they would provide. It was Lucius General Mills was the name of the farmer.
Yeah, I remember that. Happening. It was a big news story back in the 90s.
So that's the trick. That's how the Trix Rabbit came to be.
Yeah. And now he has to collect cereal in order to fill the hole in his heart where his family once was.
Yes. But of course, it's a MacGuffin because he never had a soul in the first place.
All right. You got any more news?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
This stuff's kind of good stuff. All right. Department of Justice, Trump can accept payments from foreign governments. Yes, that is the Fox saying it is perfectly fine for it to be in the hen house. It's perfectly cool. Two more to go with it. D.C. and Maryland to sue President Trump, alleging breach of constitutional oath.
Yes, I saw that. I was wondering if you were going to talk about that.
These two go together. This is the emoluments, the idea that a president cannot accept any gift or anything that would confer an advantage. The reason being that would then mean a foreign power would have potentially undue influence over that president. Mm-hmm. And that is what the Department of Justice is trying to do for Trump, has been ordered to do, is to say, no, it's cool. No, it's cool. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't matter. Fake news doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And D.C. and Maryland, I read a little bit about it, that it has to do with the Trump Hotel in particular is what they focused on. The idea being, hey, because of this Trump Hotel you have, this business is going there. Business has been canceled and moved to Trump Hotel versus these hotels that are owned by the D.C. Convention Center. Mm-hmm. So you have just – your own personal interests have come first in order to gain – that these folks will now have some measure of influence over you. Mm-hmm. So it's hardly a slam dunk, but again, it's a lot of small things that have to happen both to keep the worst things from happening and ultimately to break it. And I think, again, rolling it all the way back to the first news item, it comes back to the will of the GOP to do anything, and that ultimately comes down to voting and empowering your representatives, in particular this special election in Georgia. John Ossoff is a big deal, that if that goes Democratic in this fairly Republican-leaning district, Republicans may feel like, okay, there is a penalty to just empowering a crazy person, and that we maybe shouldn't do that anymore. And then it becomes a game of how can that be done with allowing as many people to save face who should as possible, and not just ruining the entire credibility of this country anymore than it already has. Is there anything left in the cupboard?
Hidden Treasures was a short-lived breakfast cereal by General Mills, introduced in 1993. It has sweetened corn squares that all look the same, but were filled with different fillings.
See, I remember this. This was the problem with the cereal. Yeah. This was from the era of the juiced ball in baseball.
Mm.
And it had become so normal for steroids that that's what was in the cereal.
Yeah, it's
and
not good.
They pulled it, realizing, you know what? We know this has become normalized.
Yeah.
We know this is normal, but it's just not ethical.
Yeah.
We can't be giving doses of steroids to 4 to 13-year-olds.
Yeah.
We can't do that.
It's not right. And then the rest of them were filled with pork.
Pork, that's correct.
Yeah.
That's correct. Too many nitrates.
Yes.
And nitrites.
Is that the end of our news segment?
There's so much more in the world.
Yeah.
But I think that's enough. And there's, you know, there's so much stuff that is just happening that you shouldn't fret about it. And ultimately, there's not a ton we can directly do. There are some things that we can.
Yeah.
And that, don't let the bastards get you down.
Yeah. Let's take a quick jingle break and be right back.
Blah, 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 whatever. Yeah, whatever. Yeah, whatever. Blah, 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 whatever. Yeah, whatever. Yeah, whatever.
Ooh, we have listener questions.
We have for real listeners questions this
week.
That's
great.
A bunch of them. We're finally popular, Storm.
Oh, well.
Okay, I'm finally popular.
Yes, thank you. That's what I was getting
Episode
at.
Episode 9. So this first question is from Clara. Would you like to do an unrealistic fun voice for Clara's question?
Yeah, I will. I haven't seen this question, so apologies. You know what? I'm not going to apologize. I'm just going to screw up.
Yeah.
My question.
Yes.
What tips do you have for getting kids involved in resisting? I feel a burden to inform, but it's overwhelming.
I liked the you went to a different country there.
I don't know where I was.
It's good.
I was in cereal land.
Yeah. Yeah. You did sound like a cereal.
Build a cereal around that, General Kellogg's people.
Yeah. Let's see it.
I'm pretty sure they're listening.
They're always listening.
Yeah. Well, there's a question here.
Yeah. Yes. Let's do that.
Yeah.
Tips for getting kids involved in resisting. I don't have children. You have cats.
No, but I know people who have children.
Yeah.
And I would say lead by example, that if you feel strongly, and I feel it when I'm around nieces and nephews, that mm-hmm. I want to be a good example. And that doesn't mean, you know, charging the hill and going kabonkers. But if they have questions, especially, that try to answer them honestly and truly without scaring the berrickers out of them.
Yeah.
But that if you are doing something to resist, if you are calling your senator, I think that's a great thing to learn, or your representative, for them to hear you, you know, that this is how it works, that she's the person who's supposed to represent you and you can call them. Mm-hmm. I think that's amazing that yeah. it's not just these untouchable people up there. So I think that would be a general thing to do.
Yeah. I like that. I like that a lot. I have nothing to add. Make them listen to the Double Clicks music. We have an anonymous question next. It's long, so don't pick a difficult voice.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. Okay. ASMR
more diction.
Time.
Okay. There'll be diction. I work for an executive branch agency and have been dealing with tech challenged friends and coworkers asking how they can securely communicate with the press. Not to outsource friendship duty to you two, but could you talk a bit about things like Tor and Signal? Sincerely, technically working for fascists.
I'm really excited that this person has like an advice show sign-off name. That was...
Oh, sure. I think that's... Yeah, for others who might have questions for us, that's a good way to go.
Yeah.
That's a good way to go. Just saying. Right there.
All-star stuff.
Do that.
I mean, I love this question. I also can't help this person. You got any hot tips, Storm?
I can talk generally.
Okay.
I will say ProPublica, the site. I think it's ProPublica.org, maybe.
Yeah.
Has a great, hey, you know, if you have information that you feel the press should have, here's some tips on how to get it there. Mm-hmm. And, of course, there are hazards to doing that.
Yeah.
There was the Reality Winner who leaked information and charges were brought up. I've heard that they didn't do it particularly deftly mm-hmm. and perhaps had not been to the ProPublica site. But it is things like these things that are mentioned here. Tor is a something that I need to start using myself.
Yeah.
But it helps you, because I'm paranoid, it helps you disguise where web traffic is coming from. And this actually kind of has to do with laws you're trying to propagate about net neutrality.
Yeah.
There are might be methods within that to strip away your right to privacy. And Tor is one of the tools. The flip side of it is there are organizations that are using it for no good. Terrorist organizations will go anywhere, or criminal organizations, whoever they are, where they can make their plans uninterrupted, and it's an eternal question. Signal is a text platform that is end-to-end encrypted. WhatsApp uses Signal, the Signal technology, I believe, but is not completely end-to-end. So Signal is quite terrific. It works like any other texting protocol. I believe now you can also – you can send images. I think there's also voice, that you can do voice across Signal. Cool. So that is a tool within this ProPublica is using these specifically. But I would say that that's actually a great place to start would be the ProPublica, even if – you know, if you're not looking to send information to anybody. Mm-hmm. The same tools they recommend are ones that one can use generally. But this was about communicating with the press. So.
Yeah.
So that's where I'm going, because I'm not super technical myself.
I like it. That's good. That's good information. I like ProPublica a lot. They're cool. All right. We have two more questions still to go. Yep. Are you? Oh, Storm's getting ready. He's getting ready for a voice. He's standing. He's rising. He's risen. All right. This is Don. Here we go.
Is it counterproductive to contact a Congress critter outside your state district? How about one that already agrees with you?
Don, I appreciate that you really wanted to know, and I know that yelling is important to you. Is it counterproductive to contact a Congress human that does not technically represent you, or one that already agrees with you?
Yes and no.
Okay.
It is counterproductive if you are just calling a Congress critter that you just disagree with and want to give them the what's for. Because mm-hmm. Remember, the whole reason for being able to call them is that they are representing people.
Yeah.
So they can just dismiss it. You know, I don't represent you. Mm-hmm. The exception is if they are leading certain committees where they have power that's vested in them that directly affects everybody.
Yeah.
In those cases, it's not counterproductive because you're not contacting them in their capacity as a representative or a senator or whatever they are. It's for this role. And actually, that Five Calls site and others often will put up things that are to a senator or representative, but in that guise. Now, if you're – I'm not sure the nature of how about one that already agrees with you. I'm not sure if that means sort of
– Well, like for example, I'll frequently find like there's going to be a big vote on the environment, on freedom of some kind. And I know that I am in Oregon. Earl Blumenauer already is going to vote the way I want him to. Is it important for me to call and lobby him to say like, hey, make sure you agree that bikes are great?
I would say if it is your representative, absolutely. Mm-hmm. For them to hear it, it empowers them. It says, yeah, you know, these people are tuned into me. Like I will often retweet my representative, Don Beyer Jr., who is awesome in Virginia, because I feel like, you know, he often is expressing things that I agree with and says them well. And he actually has the weight of being someone who can directly influence these things, and it empowers them and it gains them status within their caucuses so that they can take on more leadership roles. So if you really feel like your rep is doing good work, mm-hmm. that absolutely for them to hear from you is a good thing to do.
Yeah. And then they can say like, my constituents agree with me. All of these people are on my side.
And it all comes down to the more enthusiastic one's constituents are, and the more of them there are, the more chance that you will be reelected, which gains you more power. That's how people end up in these committees, is mm-hmm. that they're so firmly entrenched. Then you're there long enough, you will end up in one of these spots.
That's an excellent question for Don. Don, you can stop yelling now. All right, one more question from our buddy animated David Carroll.
Track of your calls, planned calls to grabs. If so, I added the if so.
Yeah. You look so proud of yourself.
Yeah, I didn't know if that was going to work. I thought it was going to be a horrible,
really well.
unlistenable mess.
That's great.
Which could describe this entire podcast.
Oh, I think we're doing so good.
Yeah.
How do we keep track? Do you keep track? Do you keep track of when you call your reps? I don't.
I don't.
Yeah.
I don't. And I will fess up because I'm not a filthy liar.
Yeah.
I don't call every day. I don't.
Yeah.
And I feel like I should call more and on more of a schedule.
Yeah.
I would say it depends on you. Like if you – absolutely. If one were to call every day, that would be super helpful. And it comes down to what motivates you and how you can keep track of it. But for sure, you can call in about the same thing every day. It would still be important. In fact, if I were a rep and I was getting 300 calls a day about the same thing, I'd say, there's probably something to this.
Yeah. I know our mutual friend Molly Lewis in her bullet journal has calling her reps as one of her habits, like her repeated habits that she does. So
yeah,
that's one way to do it if you're a bullet journal kind of person, like Molly Lewis.
Or do it that way.
You could set a reminder on your phone or whatever else works for you.
Yeah, if you have a dog, you could like train your dog to grab a little sign that says call your rep when it has a number on it. If your dog talks, you know, teach him to say call your rep today. You haven't done it yet. Do it. Because your dog sounds like Grover?
Yeah.
Which is why you named your dog Grover.
Yeah.
Who's seen a blue dog before?
It was appropriate. Yeah. So let's thank our sponsor. This week, So What Do We Do? Was sponsored by Fax Zero.
Yes, Fax Zero. You can send 5 free faxes a day, up to 3 pages each, to anywhere in the U.S. and Canada, including to your elected representatives.
That's right. Just click the Fax Congress button on FaxZero.com's main page, and you'll get to the special Fax Congress page, where they have lists of reps' phone numbers they update regularly. Click any of the links, and that rep's name and fax number are pre-filled for you.
Yeah, little one-page guide with tips on faxing your reps can be found at faxzero.com, representative faxing guide. We have that in the super link punch bowl on,
absolutely,
on the site. Super.
Super link punch bowl.
Super link punch bowl.
That's awesome. They have a guide for you. So for your additional faxing needs, of course, you can pay $1.99 per fax for longer faxes, or if you need to send more than 5 per day, for example, if you're moving or just changed your last name because you got married and you have to send faxes to people from 1971 or whatever, that is a great service. I recommend it.
I can't imagine anyone that fits that description.
I can't even imagine what that would be like. But
you're a little outlandish today, Laser.
I know.
Well, thank you, FaxZero.com.
Storm, we're like doing so good on this podcast, and I'm really proud of us.
It's really awesome being in the same room doing this. You know, get really ridiculous this way, and then topical, ridiculous topical is what we're going for.
Ridiculous topical.
Yeah.
All right. So for this week's discussion topic, we decided we are going to do something that we did a couple weeks ago as well, which is model our behavior like we just told Clara to model behavior by calling our reps right now, right here on air. And so I think Storm's got his phone out. He's going to go first. Let's talk through the process of deciding what we're doing. So Storm, you are obviously affected by something. You already know what issue you want to call about.
I am. I feel very, very strongly that what is happening with the AHCA bill, Trump Care, is reprehensible and horrible, that it not only needs to not see it needs to not become law, but the process by which it is happening is troublesome. So I go to 5calls.org when I'm calling. Mm-hmm. And on the left-hand side, you'll see there's sort of a menu of all the things that they have preset information for. And as it happens, that's at the top. And there's a little radio button that says, demand full transparency on the Senate AHCA bill. And I'm going to click on that. But I already did, so it's already up. And then at the top, there's background on it, which I read. I'm actually already familiar with it, so that you actually know what the full issue is. You don't need to know this information to call your rep. They're not going to quiz you.
No.
And then because my computer still thinks it's at home, it has I've chosen, or it's said Mark Warner, my senator from Virginia, who is terrific. It's got his number there. And then there's a script. And you know what? I'm going to read the script as it is. There's an optional thing where you can share a personal story of why the ACA, Obamacare, is so important to you. Yeah. In my case, I do have reasons, but they're not as direct as, you know, I'm going to lose my health care.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
yeah.
not quite that direct. But that's fine. So now I am popping up my cell phone so that they will see it's from a 703 number.
Yeah.
Not that it matters. And I'm going to take my headphones off.
Okay.
Actually, I'm not sure why I need to be wearing them.
We were asked to.
Oh, sure. No, I'm cool with that.
We can hear our own distance.
Yeah.
Right. And so you're going to call. We're going to hear your part of the call.
Yes.
And I'm just going to make funny noises while you do this.
Okay. Well, not too funny because, you know, not bleeding into the microphone.
Oh, no, no,
okay,
no.
Okay, good.
No, yeah. That's a really good point, Norm.
So I don't want to ruin my my rep with my pal, Mark Warner.
Your rep with your rep?
Yeah, my rep.
Your rep?
Rep.
Okay, Storm is dialing his phone now. He has a red phone case, and he's wearing a hat. I'm building an atmosphere here. He's in a chair. He's using a microphone with a purple cable.
Oh, I'll warn you, I'm going to be using my real name.
Oh, gosh.
Okay.
It appears to be ringing. It's okay if I whisper. Whoa.
If you would like to leave an opinion for the senator, please press 1. If you would like to speak with a member of the senator's staff, please press 2.
Wow.
Hi, my name is Guy Costanzo. I'm a constituent from Arlington, a zip code. And I'm calling today because I'm appalled by the Republican attempts to pass the AHCA without any transparency whatsoever. I'd like to ask Senator Mark Warner to withhold consent and shut down the Senate until a public hearing is scheduled to discuss and amend the health care plan. And thank you for all the work that you do for the senator and for the country in these times. Thank you very much. You too. She was so nice.
Storm got a person.
She was so nice, and that was just the script.
You
don't have to write anything. It says it. I read it beforehand. Of course, you should be agreeing with what you're saying,
right?
And I certainly do.
Yeah.
But I couldn't write that better myself.
Oh man, I'm gonna do the exact same thing.
All right, I'm so inspired.
My computer tells me to call Jeff Merkley, who is one of my senators, and say the exact same thing. I've never gotten a person before. That was exciting.
Yeah, I actually usually do, both with Don Beyer and with Mark Warner and Tim Kaine.
Damn. All right. Are you ready? Mm-hmm. Are we all ready?
Do it.
Okay.
She's smiling. She's got the phone to her ear. Kind of reviewing words. It's ringing.
Uh-huh.
Can hear that happening.
Hello. My name is Angela, and I'm a constituent from Portland. I'm calling today because I'm appalled by the Republican attempts to pass the AHCA without any transparency whatsoever. And I want to ask that Senator Jeff Merkley withhold consent and shut down the Senate until a public hearing is scheduled to discuss and amend the health care plan. That is what I wanted to say, and I want to thank you for your hard work answering the phones. Thank you. She said, a lot.
Uh-huh. There
and
it
she's
is.
She's heard that one. It was good. It was fun.
So high five.
High five.
So that's all it is.
Yeah, and then they write down that we called on
they
a little
do.
Form.
They
and
do.
And then they have a number at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Made contact. You can say, oh, and now you can call Ron Wyden if you're me. It keeps giving you more to do.
Oh. Oh, look at that.
Yeah.
Huh.
I know Ron Wyden's busy right now.
Wow. So far. Well, but the thing is, the staffers never end.
Yeah.
But yeah, 1,438,625 calls have been made through just the site.
Wow.
So.
And apparently you were saying that calls are slowing down, so folks should really get up on there.
It's an anecdotal thing that I read in my rounds. So, you know, it can't have an impact. And I feel like directing – the difficult thing is there's so many different things one could talk about. But that when there's something that's so acute and so sneaky, a sneaky golem terrible
– yeah.
That I think that's a time when really letting your reps know can have an impact.
Yeah, do it. Do the thing.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Yeah, and that's for anything that you do want to have changed. You can call and do something measurable about it, which is really awesome.
Oh, and by the way, like we both live in places where our senators are and reps are agreeable.
Yeah.
To these points of view.
Yeah.
They also have on this site and others scripts for when it's someone who won't have the same opinion.
Yeah.
So don't worry about that. Like it's I found the scripts to be very helpful. Or write your own, you know? Do it your way. The main thing is that they're hearing from you and they know that you're a constituent.
Yes. Awesome. Well, that's our show.
Yeah, I feel good about that.
I know. I want to keep going forever since we're here.
I know. We could record next week's and make our best guesses.
Yeah. This week in the news, Trump Russia
resigned.
Was real bad.
Trump resigned. He's like, yeah, I'm a jerk. I'm going now.
Yeah. And the new president is Freaker Cereal?
Freak Graperton. Lord Freak Graperton. I'm sorry. I keep forgetting his peerage title.
Yeah, he is very important. So we're going to go into our serving suggestions, which obviously calling your reps is one of them.
Yeah. Honestly, that's as far as I got.
I think it's important, though. And 5calls.org, if you have not gone, just visit. Just visit, and I'll be proud of you. But it'll show you all different kinds of issues that you can talk to somebody about, which is awesome.
Or if you have a rep or senator who is particularly difficult to reach, or even if you just prefer it, you can go to Fax Zero and their Fax Congress feature and just zap them. Zap them with the facts.
Zap them with the facts. I have a tattoo that says that.
That amazes me.
Yeah. Well, it's Portland. You have to get tattoos.
Right.
Anytime you say anything out loud. So, yeah, check that out. Also check out, of course, Pat Rothfuss's activism newsletter. I made the little short link bit.ly/activismrothfuss to keep up to date on the activism that's happening.
In fact, that's a great resource because it has activism items for the amount of time that you have to spend.
Oh,
from
nice.
From no time to I'm going to run for office. And by the way, that's sort of the ultimate thing that you can do is run for office. So if you feel that when I said that, did you hear when I said that? I said that you could run for office. Did you get that? Do you feel that? Feel that? Well, you can. You really can. So if you just felt that. Then that's your assignment.
There you
Look
go.
Into that.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to, before we go, I'm going to play this out loud for us, and then I'll add it into the thing. Dave Dowds participated so hardcore and wrote a little jingle for So What Do We Do? Okay, let's take a little listen here.
If you're getting scared when you read the news, don't despair, ask, so what do we do?
That's it. That is the heart of it. And it's Australian.
And it's Australian, which is great.
It's such a lovely country, too.
Yes. And also doesn't have our president.
Does not.
But does have other problems.
Everywhere has problems, for sure.
Yeah. So there's always so what's to do over there, too. Thank you so much, Dave, for that incredible song. And also thank you to people talking to us on Twitter, like Kayla Kagan, everybody who asked questions, like Dawn. We've got Lynn, Sarah Shea, Joey, Rachel Bedell, of course, Clara Kelly. Thank you so much for everybody who listens and who talks about what they like about the episode on our Twitter. So What Do We Do Pod? It brings us great joy. And
please do
tidings.
Send us your questions because we'll read them in a ridiculous voice, but we'll take them seriously.
Absolutely. You can send those into our ask.fm page or just tweet them at us. We're also on Facebook, have a So What Do We Do podcast group, and we are done now. That's
we're out of here. I mean, we're still here, but the ethereal woo.
We're gonna go eat some crispy critters hidden treasures.
Yes.
Cereals.
The German cereal baron.
Baron. The German Serial Baron. Oh, that's the movie.
Yes.
Action.
Action? Action.
First line's your story.
Oh, I'm not even in our ding darn script.
Oh,
sorry
okay.
for the strong language.
Oh, thank you.